What's up, beautiful people? It's your girl, Brittany Ball of the Be Chic Podcast. And on this podcast, we talk about the healthy intersection between your money, career, passion, and purpose. So let's talk about how we can recalibrate our lives and be more intentional about the careers we choose, the passion projects we take on, and the direction that we go in our everyday activities to make sure that they are fulfilled, God-driven or purpose-driven, and really filled with happiness and like energy-giving things that just make us feel like we are reaching towards a greater purpose. So I thought today it would be helpful to realign with our own passion, our own purpose, and talk about ways to do that, because it seems pretty abstract to an extent, and I want to make it more tangible for those who might still be wondering what's next for me. So let's dig into that a little bit more and hopefully find clarity around what our purpose is in life and how we can pursue that, that allows us to thrive and grow how we were meant to. I was thinking about this particular topic for a while, but I just did not know how to frame it. But I knew it was something that had to be discussed in a little bit more detail in its own episode, because we haven't really talked much about your purpose and like how to identify it, how it influences your life and all of that great stuff. So I wanted to talk about this today. I wanted to give some context before we get into the details of determining what your purpose is and operating your purpose. So as of late February, I had this renewed focus in real estate investing. In the last couple of years, I've been focused on real estate sales with my Texas real estate license, even though I no longer am a resident of Texas right now. And I thought, you know, this is where I wanted to be. This is what I want to do with my real estate career. Wasn't sure if I wanted to be full-time or part-time still, but I knew that I wanted to still be active. However, in the last couple of months, I've been having conversations with people, and just like it feels like divine interactions with people to start talking about investing more in real estate investing. And although I knew I wanted to do that long term, I've been thinking for the longest that I just was not in the position to pursue a career in real estate investing, whether it be on the side, part time or full time. I felt that I didn't have the financial backing or the knowledge to really dive into that, even though I was already involved in real estate as a sales agent. But because I made that fact known that this was my interest, I started to get like different messages, and I feel like it was just divine intervention to like lead me back to this path that I had been interested in for years. So in addition to all my big goals that I've talked about for 2023 so far on the podcast this year, I'm adding to that my real estate investing business. And I really hope to still be able to reach my big goals with adding this into the mix. So if you want to learn more about that, go and find me right now. I'm just on LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm still working on my website and Instagram, but go ahead and find me on Facebook at Renewed Investments LLC. And also my company name on LinkedIn is Renewed Investments LLC, to get more details on that. But what I discovered was that this is part of my journey to finding and fulfilling and operating within my purpose. And there are different aspects of that that I recognize, that I notice have been present in this experience for me, that I wanted to share with you all, hopefully in a way that is digestible, but also applicable to other areas of life and not just career, that is still a part of your purpose. So enjoy. I hope you get something out of it, and we'll dive into the different aspects of discovering and operating in your purpose. So as always, there is some type of context that goes along with my podcast episode each week. And today's context is from my own experience of trying to find a healthy balance between my passion and my purpose and my career. And of course, money is connected to that as well. I am still at my job. I am still doing well in my career and growing in my role. But there is also a part of me that knows that I have other passions that I can monetize and that I can just pursue in general in order to contribute to society, in order to fulfill a purpose that I feel like was placed on me. But it's always hard to like confirm that something that you're passionate about or that you feel that you're great at doing is actually your purpose. So recently I read We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers, and she talks about this in terms of finding a business idea or some type of monetizable activity that can help you scale your income to $1 million. And what I really liked is that she talked about your different zones of work. There's zones of incompetence, zones of competence, zones of comfort, and zones of genius. Now, I might be paraphrasing this into different terms, but talking about the zone of genius is where your purpose lies. This may not be something that you went to school for. It may not be something that you're really good at, but it is the thing that makes you uniquely you and great at what you do to the point that you're able to draw other people to you to help them fulfill a purpose that only you can with your skill set. And the way that she encouraged you to figure out how you can get to that point, but also just identifying what that skill set is thinking back to things that you've been drawn to over the course of your life. Literally going all the way back to when you were a young kid, a toddler maybe even, depending on what activities you were doing, what you had an affinity to, that you might have gravitated away from, but have returned to it, but it just never really stuck. Finding things like that in your life could be clues that that is your purpose, trying to give you a nudge in the right direction, but you just haven't grabbed a hold of it and moved forward with it. She also recommended taking personality tests. There are some that are focused on career, whereas others are more so focused on interpersonal relations. There are different tests, but all of these, again, help you hone your ability to find out what your purpose is. A lot of the results of these tests give examples of people who have taken them and show different aspects, whether it be characteristics of your personality or your career. But all of those things are just, you know, points of information that help you get to where you want to be. So for me, as an example, the purpose or the passion that I was drawn to in the last couple of months was returning to real estate investing. I actually got into real estate residential sales because I was originally looking at investing, but I thought I wasn't ready for that in my career. And at that time, I really wasn't. I was 22 years old. My skill set was in marketing and music, live production specifically. And I just did not have the frame of mind needed to get into like hardcore sales and understanding the real estate market. But as I learned more and as I continued to grow, I realized that real estate investing is more of my passion than just residential sales that I actually pursued in the last couple of years. I realized this as I started to talk about it more in conversations. Even though I felt that I was not ready to get into real estate investing, I kept talking about my future goals in it. And then I started seeing signs. I started receiving Facebook ads and like conversations with people that led me closer and closer to building a career in real estate investing. And that's how I knew that was my purpose, at least for right now in my life, because of how things just fell into place. Another way you can identify your purpose is when you notice that you take quick action to things related to it and you have a very clear plan very easily. there may be times where you are excited about a new idea, but the plan or the long-term goal isn't clear to you. And I've had that with many projects I've taken on in the past. I have more questions than answers. But when you're operating in a place of purpose, you realize that the plan is simple and the execution is simple as well. It's a matter of determination, commitment, and taking action. And that's another thing that I did when starting my real estate investing career. I took action very quickly by establishing my LLC, surrounding myself with people who are in the industry, building up my network, and unashamedly talking about it to others. Even though I know I have pursued so many other projects and things in the past, I knew this one was different for me. And so if you have an idea that you love, you fall in love with it, and you just start taking action, and you feel like the plan is clear, that's a sign you're operating in your purpose. You're finally pursuing your purpose. I also mentioned in my example that people fell into place in my life and I started to build my network. And that is another sign of operating in your purpose. When you notice that you're surrounding yourself, you're talking to, and you are learning from people, primarily people in that same vein of work or area, industry, who can help you grow and move to the next step, be able to identify what is most important to you right now, you are in alignment with what is purposed for your life. Do not take it as a coincidence. Take it as a sign to keep going. Okay? And especially as it relates to your career, if these people are your cheerleaders long beyond the initial referral for that job or the quick tips they gave you for your interview, but they're still around supporting you, whether it's giving advice or just being someone who's in your corner, that is a sure sign that you are in the right place because you have the right people in place supporting you. Another thing that I mentioned in my example was the fact that I was very determined and convinced, super confident about my new goal of real estate investing. And I think that when you finally find something that you are totally invested in, I mean, like no levels of doubt at all, that's when you have this confidence, this resolution that you will be successful and that you are down the right path. That's just another example of this being your perfect purpose, because you need to have that confidence in order to impact, influence, and help others. You cannot be half in, half out, lukewarm about it. You have to be fully confident that this is where you belong and what your mission is. I felt that instantly when I'd made the decision to start a real estate investing business, and that has helped me get beyond the fear, the doubt that always tries to slip in, you know, because I knew that it was bigger than that and I could not afford to let those things affect me. And next, things will actually come easy to you. The path, the journey is not always easy. It's not always a straight path either. But things that might have come hard to you before, or that was harder to make a decision on before for you, it is so much easier now. And even though things may not always go your way, the resolution comes easy. The other side of the situation is full of gratitude, lessons learned, and just the ease of where you belong. If I put it in a different way, I'd say that there's a sense of peace in every situation, decision related to this new purpose of yours. So keep that in mind when trying to determine what is your next step in finding your purpose. And then the last thing that helps you know that you are walking in your purpose and that you are down the right path of what's purposed for your life is that you don't see obstacles as deterrents to success. You do not see them as signs to stop and give up. You just see them as ways to grow. You see them as a part of the journey for you to get to the destination that your purpose to get to. There is no such thing as failure. There is no such thing as giving up or questioning your purpose. It is all just a part of the plan and a part of the journey. So with reading We Should All Be Millionaires and going through this process on my own, I realized that these are some of the signs showing you that you are walking in your purpose, or that you are taking the right steps to finding what your purpose is. I'm sure there are others, and I'm sure not all of these appear in everyone's lives, but I do believe that there is a common thread across the experience of people who have found their purpose, and I believe that a lot of these things are on there. So don't give up when still trying to figure out what your purpose is, how to get there, and how to truly embody it and use it as an opportunity to better your life financially or just like emotionally and physically, whether it be with your career, relationships, your social life, your involvement in your community. Just keeping these things in mind and just having a commitment to finding out what that purpose is going to find you. Because we all have a purpose. We all have something that we can contribute to the world and to help others. So as you start to put some intentionality behind finding out what that is, it will find its way to you as well. If you are loving this podcast, I don't ask this often, so when I do, I really hope that you all are taking it to heart. If you love this podcast, please do rate it on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify so that we can reach more people. And I just appreciate you all for tuning in every week. You know, we'll be back next week with this heat. But in the meantime, keep it chic.